صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك بك يا نور الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, peace of our hearts, the beloved of the Almighty Allah عز وجل, has stated in a blessed hadith that من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة, that the person who recites durood, a person who sends salutation upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم one, then the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal send 10 blessings upon that person. Salloo ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, before we commence today's silsila, let us first make some good intentions. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that inshallah azza wa jalla, I will sit and listen, I will sit and watch this silsila from the beginning to the end. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, whatever is being taught, I will do my level best to practice upon it and to teach it to the others as well. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, whenever I hear the name of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal being mentioned, I will reply by saying Azza wa Jal. Whenever I hear the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are listeners of and viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, we are doing the silsila on a beautiful subject of the mu'ajizat, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, into today's silsila, we are going to cover the subject of the mu'ajizat, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that were associated to anyone. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Aqqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a universal Prophet of Allah azza wa jal. The prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only limited to human beings, but rather the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a universal messenger, a universal prophet of the Almighty Allah azza wa jal. That is why when the Almighty Allah azza wa jal speaks of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Majeed, the Almighty Allah azza wa jal says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have sent you, O Prophet of Allah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not but as mercy for the alameen, meaning for mankind, for jinn, and all that exists. SubhanAllah. May Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent as mercy for all the creation of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as mercy to human beings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as mercy to the jinnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as mercy to the plants. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as mercy to anyone, meaning each and every creation of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as mercy for that creature. So Aqqa, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is indeed a universal prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. His prophethood, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not only limited to human beings. The mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only limited to jinnat. The mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only limited to animals and plants and so forth, but rather there is no limit when it comes to the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Almighty Allah azza wa jal says in the Quran Majeed that he has sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as mercy for alameen, as mercy for mankind, as mercy for jinn and all that exists. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also sent as mercy to the animals as well. That is why there are some of the mu'ajizat, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are associated to animals. And today, dear listeners and viewers of the channel, into the times that we live in today,
you find those who stand for human rights, animal rights, even in some of the calendars, you find Human Rights Day, Animal Rights Day, and so forth. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about human rights, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about animal rights and so forth years and years ago, Alhamdulillah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his Sahaba ikram, the companions, the rights of animals, how to look after animals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the companions that they should show mercy towards animals, because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mercy even unto the animals as well. It is narrated in some of the narrations that once a man was walking on a path. اشتد عليه العطش. And this man became extremely thirsty. Meaning, due to the journey that this person was embarking on, this person became extremely thirsty. And this person found a water well. فَنَزَلَ فَشَرَبَ. And he went down in this water well and started drinking from there. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ. And then he came out. And when this person came out from this water well, after this person drinks and quenches his thirst, when he comes out, he sees a dog. And this dog is extremely thirsty. This dog is thirsty to the extent that its tongue was out. And this dog was licking some mud. Meaning the dog was so thirsty that the dog thought that by licking this mud, perhaps maybe some water will come out from this mud. Therefore, the dog would be able to quench his thirst. This shows how extremely thirsty was this dog. This man thinks to himself and he says that this dog might be as thirsty as I was. This dog might be faced with the same thirst that I was faced with. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, look at the Madani Zahn of this individual. Look at the way of thinking of this individual. That he thinks that I was also faced with the same thirst. But I was able to go down into the water well and bring out some water to quench my thirst. And this dog is faced with the same type of thirst. And this dog may not be capable of going down into a water well and fetching water for itself. And my dear listeners and viewers of Mother Channel, into the society and community that we live in today, how nice would it be if we also possess the same Madani Zahn, if we also have the same thought of thinking about the others. Let alone this man, alhamdulillah, he's thinking about the well-being of a dog. In our communities and societies, we don't even think about our mothers. We don't care about our fathers. We don't care about our next Muslim brothers. Whether we hurt their feelings, how we deal with them, how we engage ourselves in matters of society and so forth. But this brother, he thinks of his situation and he does not want the dog to face the same situation. What does he do? This person, he goes down into this water well and with his shoes, with his sandals, he brings some water and he puts the sandals into his mouth while he climbs to come out of the well. Then when he reaches the top, he lets the dog drink from his shoes. And after the dog drinks from his shoes, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal forgives this person. Subhanallah. So this is the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the tarbiyah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to his companions to show mercy towards animals. Fawaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mercy unto the entire creation. Since the topic of discussion is about the mu'jizahs, the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that are associated to animals, I wanted to paint a picture so that you may be able to understand that the religion of Islam has preached and taught the importance of giving animals their rights, the importance of one looking after their animal. For by showing mercy towards animals, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you. And by you ill-treating your animal, you may face the anger of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into a farm that belonged to one of the companions who was from the Ansar. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into this garden, he found a camel which this Ansar used to use for watering this farm. When this camel saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this camel saw the blessed face of Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the camel started crying. Allahu Akbar. The camel started crying in the court of Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw this camel crying, Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descended down. And he went close to this camel. And Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started stroking this camel. It is narrated that there was a conversation between this camel and Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the owner of the farm. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inquired from those that were around as to who was the owner of that particular farm, who was the owner of that camel. And this Ansar came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the owner of this farm. I am the owner of this camel, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his companion, will you not fear Allah regarding this animal of which Allah has granted you possession? And it says that you hurt it and let it work too hard. Allahu Akbar, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, a camel brought its complaint to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning when this camel saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this camel was able to recognize our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I said at the beginning of the silsila, Rawaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mercy for the entire creation. Therefore, this camel was able to recognize our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after recognizing our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this camel starts crying. It starts crying in the qad and the barga of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nor does it only cry, but it also brings complaint in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, the camel takes its complaint in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The camel cries in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers the call of this camel. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah azza wa jal. That the Almighty Allah azza wa jal has made us his ummateen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the pain and the cry of a camel. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to solve the problem of a camel, and the camel knew that by going in the cause of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its problem was going to be solved, then what about us? If we go in the cause of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cry sincerely and ask from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, surely our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will answer to our problem. Our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed solve our problem. Dear listeners and viewers of Qadri channel, a camel brings its complaint in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many other narrations of such incidents whereby animals came crying, animals brought their complaints in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to their cries. Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam solved their problems. In conclusion, dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, if you want to be among those who have the belief that it is permissible, if you want to be among those who possess this aqidah and belief of that it is jaiz and permissible to go in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cry and ask in the barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then dear listeners and viewers of Qadri channel, if you want to be in such an environment that only expresses love, an environment that only shows mahabbah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then join the lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Join the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in this mahal, bayan, dars are presented whereby love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby mu'jizat and miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are taught, whereby bayans are delivered and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is expressed. So join this mahal, join this environment, so that your iman and love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can also increase. Allahum sabko amal karne ki tawfiq de. Sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi
صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah increase the honor.